BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Last Supper.
The religious leaders met together to decide how they were going to kill Jesus. As they were talking, Judas Iscariot came and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him to you?" Oh, they were delighted and agreed to give him 30 pieces of silver. At the same time, Jesus was making plans for him and his disciples to celebrate Passover together. He said to Peter and John, "Go into the city and look for a man carrying a water jug. Follow him until he enters a house. Tell the owner of the house, 'The Lord says his time has come. He'll eat Passover in your guest room. He'll take you to his upper room. Prepare the meal there. Get everything ready for us.'" The two men found everything just as Jesus had said, so they prepared the meal. That evening, Jesus and his disciples met there to celebrate Passover. During the meal, Jesus got up and took off his coat. He wrapped a towel around his waist and poured water into a basin. He then started washing the feet of his disciples. Peter was shocked. He said, "Lord, are you about to wash my feet?" "Peter, you don't understand what I'm doing now, but someday you will."
"No, Lord, I won't let you wash my feet. I should be washing yours."
Jesus looked at him. "If I don't wash your feet, you can't be a part of what I'm doing."
"Oh, Master, if that's the case, then wash me all over, my feet, hands, and head."
"No, Peter. When a person takes regular baths, only his feet need washing." Once he finished, he sat back down at the table and said, "You've seen what I've done. A servant isn't better than his master. If I've humbled myself before you, you're to humble yourself before each other." Soon Jesus became very sad. He said, "One of you will betray me. It has to be because it was foretold from ages past. Still, it would be better for that person if he had never been born." The disciples were shocked and started asking, "Lord, is it me? Am I the one?" Jesus said, "During this meal, I'll dip bread in the broth and hand it to the person who will do this." Judas leaned over and whispered, "Am I the one, Lord?" Jesus looked at him and said quietly, "You know you are," and handed him the bread dipped in broth. As Judas took it, Satan entered his heart, and he stood up. Jesus looked up and said, "Go and do it quickly." Judas then walked out of the room. The others thought he was simply going on an errand. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed it. He then broke it and said, "Take this and eat it. It's my body which I give for you. Remember me as you eat." After the supper, he took the cup and blessed it. He gave it to them and said, "All of you drink from this. It's my blood which will be poured out for the forgiveness of sins. I'll not drink wine again until I sit with you in God's kingdom." Jesus talked with them for a long time and then prayed for them. Afterwards, they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.